Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1518. Visible translated text is as follows in the basement of the Capitol building. He went there and found Mr. Dot Dorsey there and talked with him for a few minutes. He also saw Dr. Dot Harris and Mr. Dot Dorsey there. After completing his interview of a few minutes with Mr. Dot Dorsey, he became interested in some experiments that were being conducted. A friend and neighbor of his, Dr. Fort, being engaged with Dr. Patillo, also a friend of his, in certain experiments that were then being conducted. A portion of the time he was engaged in eating some watermelon his friend Dr. Patillo had given him. Dr. Harris, Dr. Dorsey, and the Solicitor General were most of the time in a different part of this department in the office of Dr. Dot Harris, which is across the entrance hall from the room in which the experiments were being conducted. He was in the office of Dr. Dot Harris but a very short time, and most of the discussion he heard was a scientific one, relative to the digestion of cabbage and the staying of the processes of digestion and the causes normal and otherwise affecting digestion. He would not undertake to give the language of anyone, not even the language he used himself upon that occasion. He did hear some discussion as to some hair, which to the best of his recollection was that Dr. Dot Harris had some of the hair that had been found on the lathe at the factory, possibly all of it. He does not now recall about that, however. He does not know whether or not it was meant ioned as to how much hair the doctor Dr. Harris had. As well as he can recall, Dr. Harris said he had a number of sections. He thinks he said sections. He might be mistaken in this, however, but that is his best recollection. The occasion for his making this statement was that he spoke to Dr. Dot Dorsey about a comparison that he, Dr. Dot Harris, had made of the hair taken from the lathe and some hair Dr. Dot Harris had taken from the head of Mary Fagan. He told Dr. Dorsey that he had made a large number of sections and had compared them to try and find out whether or not the two hairs came from the same head, that is, the head of Mary Fagan. Dr. Dot Harris told Dr. Dot Dorsey that he had the sections there and that if Dr. Dorsey desired, Dr. Harris is perfectly willing for him to also examine the sections of hair and compare them for himself. Dr. Dorsey stated that he did not care to examine the sections of hair. Dr. Dot Harris stated that the comparison showed the hair not to